Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They've got some things that need to be fixed, as we've heard Kevin Stefanski say earlier today. But the biggest thing that Kevin Stefanski said is that Deshaun Watson is now in the 21-day practice window for players who were on the injured reserve. So he's got a shot to, maybe impress and get back on the field this year. And I think that the big question that everyone will be talking about today is, do you want to see Deshaun Watson on the field? Do you want to see Shedeur Sanders on the field? Which one of these guys would you rather see play quarterback? What does this have to do with the future for the Browns? And is there still something left in Deshaun Watson that if he can return, is that something that could help this franchise down the road, especially knowing that he still has another year on his contract?
I'm the bad thing is I'm curious. I'm really curious about Deshaun. I'm curious to see what he has left. I don't know if we'll get that chance. I want to see Shedeur grow. I want to see what's up with Shedeur. Andy, I want to see more Dylan. Now, I'm not going to get a chance to see all three of those guys. There are only five games left. But I'd like to see more of all of them. You know, seriously, what's Deshaun have?
Yeah, but there aren't enough snaps to do that.
Yeah, that's what I just said. There are five games left. We're not going to get to see all that. You probably should concentrate on one guy and give him a great look. That guy should probably be Shedeur. I mean, they'll know, I would think they would know enough about Deshaun based on history, based on games that he has played here. He's played 19 games with the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
And just knowing him and watching him, that they don't have to see him on the field.
What if, and I'm just going to throw this out there, what if his arm is in better shape than it's... I mean, let's face it, he's had time to recover and rest, and probably maybe a little bit more rest than he thought when he picked up the second injury to his Achilles, right? And so now you got a guy that's out, and they're trying to work on his leg, and the shoulder, and his arm, and all those things that go along with that get more time to rest, and now all of a sudden he comes back, and he's his, you know, vibrant, young quarterback, arm-wise, that hasn't put a lot of miles. I know. I'm just speculating, but I'm saying that he hasn't put any miles on the tires last year.
I'm real curious to see. Again, I don't know if we get that chance, but I'm curious to see. I'm sure they are curious to see what it looks like in practice, Andy.
And if you would think they would know pretty quick if they wanted him back on the field right away.
Well, the Browns can make the judgment based on him in practice. Whether they want to see him, you know, whether they think he has it or doesn't have it. And if he doesn't, if they don't think he has it, they don't have to put him back on the field. You know, they have 21 days, right?
You can
make that decision.
21 days.
So it doesn't leave much time. Of course, that you don't have to take all 21 days. They could, in theory, activate him and play him on Sunday.
Sure they could.
But that's not going to happen.
It's not the way it sounded like Kevin was talking.
That's not going to happen.
Daryl Ryder's going to join us in about 10 minutes. Denise is in Cleveland Heights. Hi, Denise.
Hi, I'd rather see Shedeur.
Okay, why?
Because I think we've wasted enough time on Watson. We all had our high hopes when they signed him to that ridiculous contract that we are now saddled with all those draft choices and everything else. Even when Deshaun was healthy and playing, he still left a lot to be desired. He's never turned out to be what we thought he was going to be or where he left off in Houston when he was doing well. He never brought that to the table for us. And I think we've invested enough time. I know we're stuck with that contract for another year, but I think we just need to eat it and close that chapter.
Hmm. Who do you think gives them a better chance to win for the rest of the year?
Well, looking back at Deshaun's record, you know, when he was playing well, it kind of takes you back to that, and it still gives you this thing in hoping that that's what he can eventually provide for us, yeah. Which he never has. So, I mean, you're kind of stuck in the middle saying, you know, maybe could he be, you know, what we thought he would be? Can he get back there? But so far over the years when he has played for us, it just wasn't there. Even when he was healthy, it wasn't there. So I think sometimes too much time off can be a hindrance because he had a lot of time off before he came to us.
It's a good point. Good point. Denise, strong phone call. Call us back anytime. Thanks, Denise. Yeah, I mean, he had plenty of time before. That's true, too. Like, you take that into perspective and just what I was saying about, you know, he's had time to let his arm heal a little bit more and let his arm rest and not have to throw, you know, the way you would in an NFL game. But you need him to be able to get back because that was the big fault last time that, you know, if his shoulder was a mess and his passing, I mean, he didn't look right.
Let me give you a quiz. Ready?
Okay.
Number of 300-yard passing games Deshaun Watson has had as a member of the Cleveland Browns.
I don't remember any.
That would be a big zero.
Okay.
That would be a big donut.
Yeah.
In the last year he was healthy, which was 2024, he played in 7 games. Number of 200-yard passing games Deshaun Watson had.
I'll say 1.
Dan's holding up 2 fingers. I'm sorry to say you're both too high.
Oh, boy.
He didn't have a 200-yard passing game. That shoulder was spaghetti. And did this time allow him to heal and get that shoulder back? You know, he used to be able to spin it, man. He could throw it. And that was the problem that last year. They were 1-6 in the games he played. And he just wasn't good last year. And you know, the shoulder was a mess. If that shoulder's back, I want to see it. And again, I don't know if we'll see it this year, but Andy, the last year he played in Houston, I'm just looking at numbers, okay? 300-yard passing games. I'm just glancing at this. 6 of his last 7 games were 300-yard passing games.
Yeah, we haven't seen any of those.
No, we haven't.
Unfortunately.
We haven't seen that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.